This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 27th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll turn next to item 3 on our agenda, which is drafted advisory opinion 2016-14, and it's several state libertarian parties. I won't go through and name every last one. We have Joe Wensinger from the Office of General Counsel here, I think, for your second presentation. Yes. I remember your first one a little while ago. So, yeah, you're basically a hardened veteran of this process, so we can just let fly with whatever, difficult queries we may have. So, although I have a suspicion this one may not be the case. So, when you're ready, please proceed.
I believe we have Requester's Counsel on the phone, too.
Okay.
Do we have Ms. Sirrah, are you there?
This is Christina Sarant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda documents 1653A and 6053B are alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by 11 Libertarian State Committees. The requesters ask whether, under the Act and Commission regulations, each of these committees qualifies as a state party committee of the Libertarian National Party. The drafts conclude that each requester does qualify as a state party committee of the national party because, in addition to placing federal candidates on a ballot and being recognized as an affiliate by the national committee, each of the state committees provided bylaws or other governing documents showing that it is responsible for activities commensurate with the day-to-day functions of a political party at the state level. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. And we also request that should the draft be approved, we be granted authority to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that presentation, Mr. Wensinger. Are there any questions or discussion of commissioners? Ms. Sirrah, were there any comments that you had on the draft that was made public?
No, I just wanted to mention I don't believe we saw any substantive differences between draft B and draft A. That's about it. And can I just clarify, at the beginning of the meeting, I believe there was a motion to extend consideration on Alabama specifically?
The motion at the outset was just to, since the most recent draft was circulated late under our regulations, we just had to make a motion to waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we could consider draft B. That's the only thing that motion pertained to.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Thank you.
I'm glad you asked for that clarification.
Commissioner Ravel raises a very important issue, and I'm just wondering what the rationale was for having a draft B, given that they are substantively the same.
I think the reasoning was just to move a particular paragraph earlier into the analysis. It appeared that made the analysis flow a little easier. I don't think substantially it led to a different result. It was just, I think, purely in terms of readability and analytical flow. So
we're following the style guide now.
That's right. Strunk and Whites.
Strunk
we
and
all
white,
are.
Right.
So, if there's no other discussion, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 16-53-B.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Sirrah, for being available to discuss this advisory opinion.
Thank you.